America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, Monday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you tonight. 702-257-5396 is the call-in line to weigh in on the conversation right here at the undisclosed Bunker Studios. You know, just when I didn't think that the left, the mainstream media, the anti-Trumpers, along with the useful idiots, couldn't flip out any more than they have. Well, here comes the Trump peaceful protest in Nevada this weekend, specifically in Reno and in Henderson last night. Yes, you heard me say it correctly. Peaceful protests. Now, this is what the Trump campaign is defining their event, peaceful protest. And they've been labeling that. Of course, the mainstream media is flipping out saying, this is a rally. This is out of line. Coronavirus restrictions have been, circumvented and all hell's breaking loose. But the Trump campaign has made it very clear. Hey, these are peaceful protests. Even though others out there can't explain why they're peaceful protests, I'm going to explain it to you tonight. Now, BLM, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they're supposed to be peaceful protests. So once I give you the definition of a peaceful protest, once I explain to you what a peaceful protest by definition is supposed to be, let's really visit and break down who really has the peaceful protests. The Trump campaign? Or BLM or Antifa. Here's the definition of a peaceful protest. A peaceful protest, also known as a nonviolent resistance or nonviolent action, is the act of expressing disapproval through a statement or action without the use of violence. This type of protest has been used to advocate for a number of different causes, including human rights issues, anti-war campaigns, and expressing disapproval of various political and government policy issues. Okay. Some general methods include boycotting certain products, participating in a march, or a sit-in displaying a particular symbol or handing out flyers, etc., etc. So, that's the definition of a peaceful protest. Now, let me ask you a question. The Trump event in Reno, the Trump event in Henderson last night, to me, really could be said to be a peaceful protest. Why? Well, the president is there. He and those that have showed up to the event are showing their disapproval of government issues, policy issues, etc. Now, it may not be the protest that we're used to back in the day of Martin Luther King, where people are with signs and they're protesting and they're marching. I get that. But let's just compare what you witnessed in Reno by the thousands, what you witnessed in Henderson last night by the thousands, versus a Black Lives Matter or an Antifa peaceful protest. Because the mainstream media and the left are trying to tell us that those are peaceful protests. Those are the true definition of peaceful protests. Well, guess what? Black Lives Matter protests and Antifa protests end up in people getting the hell beat out of them. fires set on businesses, police precincts, cars, police cars specifically, being lit on fire, businesses being lit on fire, vandalized and looted. So friends, if we're going to say one is a peaceful protest, clearly, by definition, the Black Lives Matter and Antifa so-called peaceful protests are really not peaceful protests at all. Sure, using Donald Trump's methodology against, well, the left is pissing them off. Because, look, some are going to say, that's a rally. Okay, it's a rally. But he's calling it a peaceful protest. And guess what? In Reno and in Henderson last night, you had no buildings burning down. You had no cops attacked. You had no people hurt or beat up. You had no violence. Is it just that conservatives are more mannered, more respectful than the leftist lunatics? It seems that way because the leftist lunatics, if you just go look at the Republican National Convention just a couple weeks ago, my God, people barely got out of there with their lives, including Rand Paul and his wife, including our very own chairman, Michael J. McDonald, chairman of the Republican Party of the state of Nevada. They will attest that these people there that are anti-Trumpers, that are supposed to be peaceful protesters, were acting like barbaric lunatics, and you've seen the videos that prove that. So what if Donald Trump is saying that this is a peaceful protest? Who cares? You know who cares? Governor Sisolak, that's who cares. Because he is angry. Why? Violent temper Sisolak is angry because Donald Trump apparently has no regard for people's lives. In fact, Governor Sisolak is calling it reckless and selfish. And the governor went to Twitter and really threw this president under the bus, threw the attendees of the event under the bus, all in the name of coronavirus guidelines. Now, I'm hearing so many on the left in talk radio. I've been listening all day on cable news networks, on podcasts, and on video blogs say, in fact, that the coronavirus measures are going to skyrocket because of this. But we really didn't see that from the Sturgis event when so many people were together. So I guess my question is, and I'm going to read to you some of the tweets from Governor Sisolak, is did President Trump act in a reckless and selfish way? Did he, in fact, put people's lives at risk because there was no social distancing, no one was wearing a mask? Or is it just a possibility that people are fed up and sick and tired and want to make decisions for their own lives because the actual CDC numbers are very different from what the left is trying to scare us on? Now, I've said this from the microphone for months. I believe there's a COVID-19. I don't want people sick. I practice social distancing. I make decisions that are the best for me, my staff, my team, my family. And I think everybody makes to make those decisions. But one thing that I will not tolerate is totalitarian, draconian measures forced upon the public. So Governor Sisolak was pissed because he really canceled the events in the first place, even though he tried to say it wasn't him, it was the authorities of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority that did it. No, it's Governor Sisolak and his strict mandate of holding hostage the great state of Nevada. The economy is wrecked in Nevada. The economy is wrecked in Las Vegas. It's getting worse. We're having thuggish criminal ghetto vandalism on the streets of the Las Vegas Boulevard. Who the hell wants to come to Vegas when there's so much ghetto trash, literally making problems on the boulevard? Something's got to be done ASAP. And I think many people by the thousands spoke clearly that they're very angry, very upset, and they want normalcy back in their lives. Here's what Governor Sisolak went to Twitter with last night because he was angry. He said, tonight, President Donald Trump is taking reckless and selfish actions that are putting countless lives in danger here in Nevada. He went on to say, at a time when Nevada is focused on getting our economy back on track, liar, and protecting public health, The president's actions this weekend are shameful, dangerous, and irresponsible. I don't remember him saying that regarding the Black Lives Matter protest on the boulevard just a month ago. He went on to say, I want to thank the local governments like the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority and the city of Henderson who have done all they have, all they could, okay, to try to circumvent, despite rumors from his own White House, okay, Southern and Northern Nevada, okay, did not want these restrictions. Wanted these restrictions, and he went on to say that the Trump campaign decided to ignore recklessly what Henderson and Reno wanted. He said the president appears to have forgotten that this country is still in the middle of a global pandemic. He went on to say, early on in this crisis, when it came time to exhibit real leadership and make difficult decisions to protect the American people, he failed to develop a unified national response strategy. That sounds to me like a political hack, angry. Now he went on to say, now he's decided he doesn't have to respect our state's laws as usual. He doesn't believe the rules apply to him. He went on to say, instead, he came into our state and blatantly disregarded the emergency directives and tough choices made to fight this pandemic and began reopening our economy by hosting an indoor gathering that's categorized as high risk, according to his own CDC. He said this is an insult to every Nevadan who has followed the directives, made sacrifices, and put their neighbors before themselves. It's also a direct threat to all of the recent who have followed their directives and made sacrifices. He said, as governor, I have worked with public health and infectious disease specialists to create an emergency directive to protect public health and get our economy back on track. So again, the governor saying, Mr. President, you're reckless. You're selfish. You don't care about Nevada. You just care about your election. Is this true, friends? I had to read all of the tweets from this governor because he's going to even go a step further. Like revoking business licenses for those that were helping and allowed their property to be used for this event. Governor Sisolak is a totalitarian. No matter what side of the fence you stand on, my question is this. Did, in fact, Donald Trump put Nevada at risk by having his peaceful protest, his events, as he's now calling them? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Quick break, and we're going to come back and start taking some calls. Don't go away.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Monday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. We've been discussing the peaceful protests. That's what they were, right? I mean, by definition, I already read to you the definition of a peaceful protest. And we're talking about Donald Trump, of course, in Reno and in Henderson last night. Thousands showed up. Thousands couldn't get in. Governor Sisolak has flipped out, calling it reckless and selfish that Donald Trump has put the state of Nevada at risk, that the COVID-19 cases are going to skyrocket. And I've heard many people on the left, on talk radio, on cable news networks saying that Donald Trump is reckless. He's put people in danger. He only cares about his reelection, doesn't care about the state of Nevada. How dare him call this a peaceful protest? Well, by definition, it's sure a hell of a lot more peaceful than a Black Lives Matter peaceful protest or an Antifa peaceful protest. I didn't see any buildings burning down last night. I didn't see anybody getting the hell beat out of them. I didn't see cops getting attacked last night. Did you? Of course not. You know why? Because patriots and conservatives don't do that. Oh, you get some lunatics that literally like to try that, but it is far and few between. You know it and I know it. Let's be intellectually honest about that. The truth of the matter is people are fed up and Governor Sisolak is angry. In fact, Governor Sisolak is not only angry and calling this reckless and selfish, stating that he doesn't respect Nevada, he doesn't respect the people of Nevada, and he's put Nevada in danger. Governor Sisolak is also stating that he is going to impose fines regarding what happened. Yes, and in fact, Henderson is now stating that the Trump event host may face fines. What does he mean by that? Well, they're talking, and this was held at Extreme Manufacturing, by the way, in Henderson. So the city released a statement, said that they warned the organizer to adhere to the governor's directives about public gatherings. Well, obviously, the owner of Extreme Manufacturing said, go pound sand. I'm going to do what I want. Anyways, well, the city of Henderson is not very happy, stating that they are considering a fine of $500 per violation. That turns out to be a hell of a lot of money, and suspend or revoke the business license. Okay. Did you hear what I said? Yes. Suspend or revoke the business license. Because again, this was reckless. This was dangerous. Was it? Did the president put Nevada in danger? Should there have been more social distancing? If in fact the president was allowed to come out and do this, it was going to be an outside venue. I don't think there would have been an issue. Do you really believe that the president put people in jeopardy? Or is this governor literally a totalitarian? And this is purely political. It seems that's what it is to me, because this governor doesn't seem to have a clue about how to open up the economy. Everything is getting worse in terms of Las Vegas. I'm not talking about the country. I don't think Governor Sisolak understands how to run business and how to put the economy of Las Vegas moving forward. But he's using COVID-19 as the excuse. Is he accurate? Do you agree with Governor Sisolak on this one? Or did President Trump do the right thing? And those that attended, were they in the right to do that because they're just fed up? 702-257-5396. Let's go ahead and jump to our busy calls. Millie, you're up first tonight. Welcome to the program. All right, Millie, you're on with Steve Sanchez. What's on your mind? All right, Millie is probably a hillbilly. Let's go ahead and jump over to Richard. Richard, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a veteran, and I've got an idea that would end all the thuggish, all the everything. And I know it's not exactly the right thing, but it wouldn't be the first time they've ever guarded. These businesses hire like the Hell's Angels, and around their businesses, you wouldn't see somebody going up and drinking a beer of somebody else's and terrorizing them.
Well, that I can assure you. Let me ask you this though: with President Trump holding these events last night in Henderson and in Reno, do you in fact believe that he just has no regard for the people of Nevada? It was reckless. It was selfish, per what Governor Sisolak is stating. What are your thoughts?
Well, with the exception of maybe one, and that's Tulsi Gabbard. Mm-hmm. Most of the Democrats that I don't support, they're all holds to the Democratic Party. It don't matter. If you go against them, they're outed. So yeah. It don't matter what he wants to do. They basically got him, and I'm not a fan. Basically got him by a noose.
Yeah, no, very true, Richard. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Busy night tonight, and it's going to get busier. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. This is Steve Sanchez. Governor Sisolak calls President Trump's decision reckless and selfish, putting the state of Nevada in grave danger regarding a possible spike in COVID-19 cases because of the events he held in Reno and in Henderson last night. Do you agree? Do you disagree? We're going to break it down tonight. 702-257-5396. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. I was always going to say, KKLZ, Steve Sanchez sitting on the radio with you. That was from the New Radicals. See, I could do that, too. I could do that, too. I'm a jack of many trades, as they call it. Is that the way they say it? Producer name Jack? Who cares? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. This half hour being brought to you by Germ Hero. 99.99% of germs, bacteria, viruses, flu, pathogens, mold, and fungi killed on contact. Why is that important? Well, we've been in the middle of a pandemic. We're now getting past that. Flu season's around the corner, and it's important to actually stay safe. Look, we've been washing our hands a lot. We've been wearing our face coverings, doing the things to protect ourselves. That's important. Wouldn't you agree? I believe it is. But you probably may want to take it a step further. And if I was you, I would. Maybe disinfecting and sanitizing your business or your home. That's important. Germ Hero is the number one disinfection and sanitizing service for home and business. What I love about Eric and this company, they are respected leaders in this field. They're flexible. They're personable. They work weekends. They work around your schedule, early mornings, late evenings. For someone like me that does what I do, that is important. And I will tell you this, they are three times more affordable than all the competitors out there. I kid you not, I've looked. Right now, if you call 1-800-497-1488, they will give you a free estimate on what it'll take to help you clean and sanitize your home or your business. It's the Steve Sanchez special. Make sure you bring that up to him. 1-800-497-1488, or you can simply visit germhero.com. You can also get personalized, secure online estimates right there at germhero.com. I've used them. I would definitely encourage you to use them as well. 1-800-497-1488, or visit germhero.com. These guys are great, and trust me, you will feel the difference. You will smell the difference. And if you have someone at home that's, you know, of risk, that has, you know, some of these underlying issues, there's no better dollar spent than doing this, and it is totally, totally affordable, believe me. 1-800-497-1488 or germhero.com. All right, we've been talking about the peaceful protests that have happened in Reno and Las Vegas. I know the left goes nuts. I know the Trump derangement syndrome people go nuts when I say that it was a peaceful protest. But I gave you the definition of a peaceful protest. It's certainly the event that Trump had last night in Henderson and in Reno certainly were more peaceful than anything Black Lives Matter and Antifa have been doing. I mean, my God, did you see any business burn down last night? Did you see any cops attack last night? Did you see any innocent bystanders have the hell beat out of them last night? Of course you didn't. But Governor Sisolak's flipping out because there are coronavirus restrictions for the state of Nevada. He is the executive in chief here in the state of Nevada. Does Governor Sisolak have the right to say that this is reckless and selfish? Did the president put the state of Nevada at risk by having this event? Right now, Sisolak is threatening to issue citations for the rallies and, in fact, suspend or revoke the business, which is Extreme Manufacturing's business license. To me, that's totalitarian. When Black Lives Matter and Antifa didn't get any penalties when they were on Las Vegas Boulevard looting and acting like damn fools just over a month ago. You remember that. Let's not pretend it didn't happen. It did. But again, this is what happens when you have a blue state governor versus a red state governor. And Sisolak has proven for me personally, and for many of you, to be reckless and selfish, because the economy needs to get moving here in Las Vegas. I mean, my God, restaurants can't even operate to full capacity. He's using COVID-19 that there's just going to be this spike in cases. No one knows. The science doesn't show that, though. Everybody's saying, well, let's rely on the science. Well, the science certainly doesn't show that. I mean, think about this. Sturgis happened just a couple, 3 weeks ago. And there wasn't this significant rise. Oh, there was a rise in some cases. That's going to be normal. But are we supposed to sit locked away forever and never have any semblance of normalcy? Or is this just too soon for that normalcy? Is really my question to you. The phone lines are open once again, 702-257-5396. What are your thoughts on Governor Sisolak's reckless and selfish accusations towards the president? Were they in fact reckless and selfish? Did the president put the state of Nevada, the good people that attended these events, did he put them at risk? Or is this just ridiculousness and people are grown adults making their own decisions and will move their lives forward? Your opinion counts here. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Ronald, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
I don't understand how Americans, grown Americans, don't understand the power of a lawsuit, the power of the lawsuit. The power of the lawsuit is very, very powerful. Very powerful. And I see Americans not exercising the power of the lawsuit against Sisolak. This is what happened. Donald Trump, President Trump in his brilliance, has shown you, he didn't want to say it, that the emperor has no clothes. I've been saying this all along, Steve. You don't have to obey anything from him. This is not a law. This is a mandate. Show me the law that backs up to tell you have to wear a mask. You don't have to do anything. That's what Trump was showing you. You can go, Steve. I keep telling you, I go into places all the time. I told you last time, touch me and I'll sue. I go in there, I get my stuff. You touch me and I'm going to sue you. And you're not going to have anything. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue your kids and your kids' kids. Don't put your hands on me. What is going to happen if you don't disobey these laws? Nothing is going to happen. They can't.
Well, Sisolak is putting citations against people. He's threatening citations and he's threatening the business license. I mean, we can't allow that to happen.
Steve, it's called your power in the federal district in Nevada. He can threaten all of what he'll be wrapped up in red tape.
So what you're saying is that if Sisolak in fact goes through with the citations, if Governor Sisolak in fact revokes the business license of Extreme Manufacturing, a lawsuit is inevitable. And I appreciate the call, Ronald. Look, Donald Trump last night at the event in Henderson told the owner of Extreme Manufacturing, don't you worry, we're behind you. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. And I think that's important for Mr. Ahern. I really do. Because, I mean, this is his business. He opened up his business. This, to me, seems to be, by complete definition, a peaceful protest. Now, you can say it's a rally, sure, whatever. But what I've been trying to point out is if the president and the Trump campaign is defining this as a peaceful protest, if we look at the true definition, it sure seemed like that in terms or versus what's been going on with Black Lives Matter or Antifa. Look, everybody knows basically when you get together, these are rallies. We get it. These are the rah-rahs. But by pure definition of the term, and by pure definition of what the left is saying is exempt from coronavirus restrictions, I think it's brilliant that the Trump campaign is saying, well, these are peaceful protests as well. We came, we basically discussed by pure definition a nonviolent resistance. There was no violence. It was a peaceful protest. We were expressing our disapproval of political and governmental policy issues. Therefore, this is the definition. What do you think about that? I think it's brilliant. I think attorneys would have a field day with this, personally. All right, let's go ahead and get right back to business. Tony, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
I don't know if you heard about Sisolak going out to dinner a couple of weeks ago. Did you talk about that on your show?
Absolutely, and he had the live music behind him.
Yeah, I mean, what a hypocrite. He's talking about, you know, Trump not following the guidelines or safety measures, yet he's out there having a ball and having, what is that, three performers right next to him?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you know, none of the live entertainers can perform and they're suffering. He's just a giant hypocrite. And he needs to be voted out, I think.
Oh, there's no question. I would love to see him recalled, Tony. I doubt that's going to happen because, well, I don't think that there's just enough strength in that right now. Could, but it takes a hell of a lot of muscle to recall someone. I remember living in California at the time when Gray Davis was California. And I remember John and Ken's show, my friends out in Los Angeles, basically were very pivotal in helping that movement. And it did take some time. It did go to the ballot. Gray Davis was, in fact, successfully recalled. There was an election, and the Terminator, Schwarzenegger, won and became governor. And he did pretty good in his first term, and then he became the liberal Republican that he's always been. So, you know, what do you do? But it is successful. They can be successful, but it takes a hell of a lot of muscle and effort. And I just don't know if the recall Governor Steve Sisolak in Nevada has that kind of muscle or that kind of monetary situation behind it to make it happen. I mean, look, elections have consequences. And I was screaming about Steve Sisolak, violent temper Sisolak. And, well, the people in Nevada wanted him. You got him. And there's so many Democrats that are saying, my God, I made such a bad decision. Yeah, you did, but you did it. Now the only real solution is getting them the hell out of there when he's due in 2 years. That's it. Unless you can successfully recall him. I think the bigger effort, the more momentum should be put by turning Nevada red. There's a lot of assembly seats. There's my friend Jim Marchant in Nevada 4 running for Congress against Steve Horsford. And there's my friend Dan Rodimer running in Nevada 3 against Susie Lee. Let's put our efforts there, at least for now, and let's get Donald Trump reelected, and then we'll talk about the other stuff. All right, Steve Sanchez, quick break. We're going to return to take these calls. Don't go away. Tell you this, you're never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging out here with me every single night. Steve Sanchez behind the microphone, Monday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Back to our busy calls we go. Jess Jr., you're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm fed up with a lot of the stuff that's going on, and I'm ready to turn this state into a red state.
I'm with you.
You mentioned Jim Marchant?
Correct.
Marchant? Okay. Is there any way I can get some phone numbers? I've looked in the phone book, and I've turned around, and I've called these numbers.
There's still phone books?
Any kind of response or anything.
Are there really still phone books? I'm shocked.
Yeah, I still get one delivered to my house. Yeah.
No, God. I'm going to tell you something. You better save one.
I use it quite a bit. I'm sorry. I'm not.
No, that's okay. I don't
have the money for a computer.
Well, listen. I'm not poking fun. I'm just basically saying I didn't know because I haven't seen one in so long. If I was you, I would hold one and put that sucker on eBay, because eventually, 20 years from now, little kids are going to be, you know, with their little face shields from COVID-19 sitting in classrooms, and the teacher's going to say, yeah, one time there was something called the Yellow Pages. They're going to say, the Yellow Pages? What's that, Mrs. Montgomery? Oh, yeah, it was back in the day, a guy named Jess Jr. would use it.
Now that you brought that up, you make me feel guilty about the ones I threw out already.
Well, yeah, let me tell you something.
I'm up to date. I'm up to date with it. It's a 2020.
Well, I will tell you this. Yes, there are phone numbers. You know, jimmarchant.com is where you go to find out, but I know you don't have a computer. So what I'll tell you is probably call back towards the end of the show when the phone lines are gone, not as busy as they are.
That you brought up the main guy also in your first half hour,
Dan Rodimer,
Republican guy. I didn't catch his name.
Okay. It's, big Dan Rodimer and Jim Marchant. And, you know, you could just, through the Yellow Pages, I'm sure it's still there. You can contact the Republican National Party of Nevada and they'll give you the info, or you can try to call back. We're just busy up against the clock. And Jess, I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and jump to DC. You're next. welcome to the program.
Hey, bro.
Hey, how you doing?
The caller like three guys back. Was it Russell or whatever?
Ronald.
Ronald, man, I love this guy. See, look, everybody's got to get that kind of attitude about this mask thing. I know I talk about the mask a lot, but it's critical, and I think it's like one of those things that that we all have in common, you know, like the left and the right. I don't think anybody likes to wear it, and the ones that do are lying, you know what I'm saying? And when you listen to Fauci these days, I mean, as of late, talking about hunkering down, I mean, this is a guy I want to punch in the mouth if I see him, you know what I mean? Like, don't wear the mask. I don't wear the mask either. If they don't let me in, then I walk out, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be straight with you, man. I'm not a fan of the mask at all. But, you know, and I've said this over and over from the microphone. I understand if a business says, look, you know, if you want to come in here, if you want to eat at my restaurant, you know, you wear it or you don't. I have the choice to then, you know, go in or not go in. But it seems like everywhere now, hell, maybe this is the best way for me to go on a diet because, man, if no grocery store lets me in, I'm eating saltines.
Right. And here's the thing, though. They're all scared of the Sisolak and the leftist, the wicked leftist rats putting, like, taking their business licenses away. That's why they're doing that. And they'll even tell you, too, like, because he's got all these, like, rats running around, these tattletales.
Oh, yeah, he's got a bunch of narcs. Yeah, he's got a bunch of narcs all over town.
They left a piece of the law, though, the mandate that says that if you have any kind of medical condition, this is important, too, then they can't make you do that stuff, right? Well, here's the deal. Everybody, if you don't want to lie about it, you're not really lying, because if it makes you angry to put a mask on, you've got a medical condition. It gives you anxiety. That's your medical condition. And it doesn't say you have to provide paperwork, man.
No, you know what? You're right. I'm up on the clock, but no, I appreciate that. And a lot of people feel the same way. We're going to keep discussing this on the other side. We just have top of the hour news next. Calls on hold. Stay put. I promise I'm going to get to you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's take this break. Top of the hour news is next. On the other side, more of your calls, and we've got a lot more to talk about. This is Steve Sanchez. Don't go away.